Morning, everybody. The truth is, when I was thinking about what to speak about in this week's parsha, I remembered that many years ago, one of everybody's favorite alumnus, he's going to remain nameless, but he's certainly, I mean, if you want, I'll tell you off the record who he is. Everybody's one of everybody's favorite alumnus. He told me he loved that shiur that spoke about this particular topic. Now, I have a feeling it was this idea, this shmooze. I'm not 100% sure. It could have been in a different context, but I want to speak about that point. I opened up the Sefer HaChinuch this morning, and I think it's a massive Musar Sefer on this week's parasha on the mitzvah Shel Lishbur Etzem in a Pesach. A person should not break a bone while he's in the Korban Pesach. Obviously, we know that all of a sudden this week's parasha, obviously, we have the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. The Sefer HaChinuch until now has had three mitzvahs. We've had Pur Ravu, we've had Mila, and we've had Gidon Asher. Now, this week's parasha, we're going to throw in 20 new mitzvahs. And included in there is not to break the etzem of the Korban Pesach. So one of the ideas that the Sefer HaChinuch speaks out is that Adam Nifl Achar Pu'ulosav. That the idea is, one of the ideas of breaking a bone while you're eating is because you're desperate. You're like a dog. You're poor. You try to scrape away and grab as much meat as you can. But we're now royalty. We're leaving Mitzrayim. We're going towards Eretz Yisrael. We're royalty. We're B'nai Malachim. We're princes. We don't need to, you know, save every little piece of meat on the bone. And that's the idea. As just to quote the Sefer HaChinuch, Min HaShorash and Nizkar, She'ein Kvod L'Bnei Malachim. Yo'atzei Eretz L'Gar Ha'at Samos L'Shavim L'Kikolavim. You don't, like, go after the bones and break them like a dog. Lo Yo'os L'Asos Kachla. It's not appropriate. Ki'im L'Niyah Ha'am Ha'ra'ivim. Who does that? People who are poor. People who are starving. But we're royalty. And you see from here the lesson of Adam Nifl Achar Pu'ulosev. You think, what's the big deal? You can ask, what's the big deal for a few minutes while you're eating? Why can you you know, scrape the bone clean? The answer is, a person is drawn after his actions. And one of the main areas where we see this is a person's clothing. We know that one of the reasons why the Jewish people were taken out of Mitzrayim was because they didn't change their names, they didn't change their language, they didn't change their clothing. So I was thinking, you know, your name, obviously, Kishmo Kenhu, your name has a little bit of kashpa on you. Your language, it's your mehus, the koach hadibur. One may think that, clothing, what's the big deal? What's the big deal if I wear dungarees or if I wear slacks? What's the big deal if I wear, you know, if I wear a clean shirt or a dirty shirt? What's the big deal if I wear, you know, let's say you're holding my jeans, regular jeans or ripped jeans? What's the big deal? But the Torah is telling us that, no, a person is drawn after his actions. A person is drawn after how he dresses. And it's so true. It happens to be, if I remember correctly, I think, right, Orchel Siddiqim, when Mr. Sharam, I think Orchel Siddiqim, in terms of, in Shara Gaiva, discusses wearing too, you know, clothing that is too flashy. You know, I would imagine that most people can relate to, you put on that, like, a fancy article of clothing, like, whoa, like take a step back. Like, you feel like they're gods against humanity just because they put on, you know, a piece of fancy, flashy clothing. It might not even be flashy, it may just be more expensive than the regular article of clothing. But what does he need to talk about clothing? Clothing really makes somebody feel like a Baal Gaiva? And the answer is yes. That a person is drawn after how he wears and how he dresses. And it's an important lesson. We think, oh, you know, it's not a big deal. No, it is a big deal. And a person also, nowadays we understand that there's something called business casual. Back in the day, every adult who went to work, people who went to work, wore a nice trench coat, a suit and tie. They even wore caps. And my grandfather, I think my father also, they wore hats. Not black hat, but they wore hats. Everybody wore hats. That was mechubad. If you look at all the pictures from the old baseball games, everybody's sitting there with hats and trench coats and suits. What happened? The society went downward. But what's the big deal? What, there's no correlation between the level of morality in the world and the mode of dress? The answer is there's a direct correlation between it. Because a person is drawn after how he acts. So just like Klal Yisrael was told, don't break the bones, as you did in Korban Pesach, the same idea. We're told to wear nice, clean, neat, normal, you know, benoni, right? Not too flashy, not too disheveled clothing, because a person is drawn after how he acts. And I think it's true. I think you look around, you open your eyes a little bit, you see who has great midos, who is striving to be a greater person or a greater Jew, is a person who looks neat and kempt. So that's number one in terms of how important it is how we dress and how it makes us see, and the influence it has on us eternally. And then internally. And then the Sefer HaChinuch discusses, he asks the following question. He said, what do I need so many mitzvahs for Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's very strange. Right? We have later on mitzvah, I think it's Chav Beis, or Chav Aleph, Sibur Chavala. Mitzvah Sibur Yisrael Mitzrayim. Right. The Mantisker Yom Tzeitzel Meretz Mitzrayim. Right. To the Sibur and the Zechira every day is Zechira. Right. Koli Mechaya. Right. Koli Mechaya. Rabos Hayomim Vhalelos. Right. And Sibur Yisrael Mitzrayim once a year. That's enough. What do we need another 18 more? What do we need another 18 mitzvos? You know, not to break the when you eat the corn pesach, don't break the bone, and you know, don't take it outside. What's the point of all these mitzvos? So Sefer Chinuch, it's could I just quote it? Why are we getting so many mitzvos? About 20, to be precise. Just tell us, don't forget Mitzrayim. We were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. We have a lot of our HaKadosh stove. Great. Gevaldik. We're not, the intellect is not going to grab it enough. Right? It's going to be like a narish. It's going to be like the thoughts of the youth. Listen carefully. Tilt your ear and listen. I'll teach you something that's going to help you with Torah mitzvahs. Duh. Ki adam nifal kafi pulosav. V'libo v'kol machshavosav tamid achar masav shuosav behem. A person is drawn after his actions. Im tov im ra. V'afil, listen to this. V'afilu rasha gomer. Bilvavo, person mamish inside internally, he feels like a rasha. He feels like he's nothing. V'kol yeshi machshavos libo rak rak kol yom, as the pasuk says, right? He feels like he's a bad guy. But guess what? Im yare rucho v'yasim hashtadluso v'asko behasmoda v'torah mitzvos. If a guy, even though he's a bad guy, he does Torah and mitzvos, what's going to happen? Afilu shlo shem shemayim, even if he does it because his friend told him, his parents told him, his rebbe told him. If a person does Torah and mitzvos, even though internally he feels okay, Russia, miyad yinatel atov. Eventually, he'll be drawn to good. Unbelievable. This is what Hashem knows how we're made up. He knows our DNA. He knows how we're programmed. He knows that if he gives us tons of mitzvahs, tefillin is eichem tzitzit tzayim, Shabbos eichem tzitzit tzayim, Shema l'oran tizkor. He gives us all these mitzvahs to remind us of tzitzit tzayim, remind us of Hashem. Then a person will come back, even if internally he doesn't feel right inside. When he, right, and with his actions, he'll be able to kill the Yetzirah, right? As it says, if the Yetzirah starts up with you, what you do? Mashkeilu beis hamedrash. Go to the beis hamedrash. It doesn't say go to Musa Shmuz. Well, that's something else. Yeah, the person should go and bring himself to the beis hamedrash. Bring himself to the Torah. Ki acharei hapulos nimshachem alavos. After the actions. And I think it's such an important lesson. Oftentimes in life, right, everybody knows, you're all going to be challenged. We're all going to be challenged. But you know what? If you stick with your routine, you can't fall. You won't fall. Even if a person falls. I don't know, I feel like I should say over the story that I read last night that Ramayach Biederman said. I think it certainly relates to it. I was considering saving it for Shalash Shudas, but I'll say it over now anyway. So, fascinating story. He said that there was an Avreich who was learning with a kid who was a recent Baal Tshuva in Netanya, and he had this really, really weird practice. He would come to their learning session, and he would have garinim tons of garinim in one pocket, and in the middle of learning or whatever, he would take garinim and put it in his other pocket, and he wouldn't really eat it. He would just transfer it from one pocket to the other. And the Avreich thought it was really strange. After many, many months, he says, you know what? I'm really, really hungry. Can I have something to eat? And the kid's like, no. And he's like, what is wrong with this kid? I think he was 16 years old at the time. Like, really strange. The guy has pockets full of garinim. I told the kid I'm starving, and he's not willing to give me garinim. So they learned for another 15 minutes. And then after 15 minutes, he was just the avreich. The guy who was learning with this young boy said, I can't learn with this guy. And he didn't say, he didn't articulate it. He said, oh, you know what, I have to go now. And like the next night he missed, and the next night he was there. And then basically the chavrusa fizzled out because this Avreich thought it was really strange. It's not sharing, very strange. So the young kid called up the Avreich, said, "I want to meet with you, or come to my house or something." So I think he came to his house, and he came to his house and he saw barrels and bags of garinim, and he said, "You're probably wondering." He thought he had some sort of like psychological issue with garinim. He said, "You're probably wondering what's the pshat." He said, when I was becoming Baal Tshuva, one of my rebbeim, I forgot exactly the story, I think he approached me, he said, I'm struggling here and there, I feel like I'm losing it, I'm afraid I'm going to lose it. So one of his rebbeim, who made him frum, told the following Eitzah. He said, fill up your pockets, your left pocket with Garinim, and any time you do a mitzvah, any time you do a good deed, so take a few Garinim, put them in your right pocket, because you need to know, you need to actually know consciously that you're getting credit in Shemayim for the mitzvah. A person lives through life, they think, ah, what did I do already? Ah, I learned for 5 minutes. What do you mean you learned for 5 minutes? You did something amazing. You're amazing. You're wild again. I feel good about yourself. A person is drawn after the mitzvah that he does. So the kid would always, so then that's what, now it all made sense. Whenever he was in the middle of learning with his chavrusa, every so often he'd grab a few garinim from his left pocket and put it in his right pocket to remind himself, to make him conscious of the fact that he's doing a nice mitzvah. I mean, do we understand Talmud Torah connected to Kulon? Do we understand what the Gross says, that every word of Torah that we utter is another mitzvah? I'm saying we're millionaires in mitzvahs. But we don't think like that. Do we understand that if the world, that if Torah would cease to exist, the world would cease to exist? Which means that when you're learning Torah, you're learning Abaye and Rava, you're learning Elish Mos B'nai Yisrael, whatever it is, the Apostle in the Chumash, your mamash sustaining the world? Do we really realize that? No. Oftentimes we don't realize that. We're not conscious of it. But that's what you're doing. Do you understand what it does to you? Do you understand, can you see the perception, the perspective of the guys that are in this room? The guys that, you know, that have come here a certain way, that have grown tremendously? It's hard to actually put your finger on it. But if you do something like that, you take the garinim and you take it from the left pocket and put it into the right pocket, you realize you're achieving greatness. You're doing great things. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch is telling us. A person is drawn. Even if a person is not feeling it inside, if you continue and continue and continue until Chol Lishma Bal Lishma, it works. It works. And let me just quote to you a little bit more from the Sefer HaChinuch, which is unbelievable. Va'al kein amru chachamim zorkon v'brachu. Gemara Makos. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says here, Malkom v'zakos es Yisrael, l'fichah chibar lam Torah mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows we're human. He knows that there's a lot of distractions. He knows that there's a lot going on in our life. But he says, so what does he do? He said, as somebody mentioned the other night in the Shernabet, farewell Kumzitz, every moment is connected to Hashem. At every moment, whatever you're doing, it's brought down in halacha. How you wake up in the morning, how you get dressed in the morning, of course, davening. If you open your eyes and you follow the code of Jewish law, every aspect of life is covered. You're covered. Your mom is involved in Torah mitzvahs at every moment. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakas Yisrael. He wanted to give us merit. He wanted to take care of us. He wanted to make it easy for us to serve Him. That's why we have so many mitzvahs. And that's why you see us in Tzrayim, which is the cornerstone, the foundation of Yiddishkeit, has so many mitzvahs, even seemingly tangential mitzvahs. Kedei lahatpis behen kol makshu l'seinu l'yos behen kolas kenu. Lahatpis is actually modern. Lahatpis is like to print. It should be mamish ingrained, internalized. Lahetu lana b'achri seder, that we should be good in the end also. Ki mitoch ha-pu'ulus ha-toivus anachnu nefolim yos toivim v'zoichim l'chai ad. We'll mamish be zoich olam haba. V'rom zu l'zuchon avrach ha-azab amram. Kol mi shi yeshlo, and the Gemara Menachos. Kol mi shi yeshlo mezuzah b'pischo. V'tzitzit b'bigdo. As somebody quoted in Shir this week. V'tzvilim b'rosho. Muvtach lo shalo yechta. If a person surrounds himself with mitos, you won't sin. V'fisha elu mitos t'midios. V'nifo b'hen tamid. Hashem knows our struggles. He knows we're human beings. But He says, here's the handbook. Here's the guidebook. All of these mitzvahs that I'm giving you, it's not to weigh you down. On the contrary, it's to give you more vehicles of growth, more vehicles to stay with it. Let me just see. I think there's another big one. There's another big quote over here. Oh, l'chein ato. Your action should bring you closer to Hashem, not the opposite, not following bad ways. Don't let your Yetzer convince you otherwise. Come on, I believe in God. I went to Discovery Age. I saw the Bible because I believe. I'm a big believer, right? We know so many people. Somebody was telling me, one of the Shembekas was saying, wow, we had tremendous Yad Deshmaya, we made it back so fast on the train and the bus, and my mom was just made it back. But when they came back to the base measures, it didn't happen. Something like that. I don't want to be even fired this story, I don't want to embarrass anybody. My half Sidish cast Anig Lupami Batanuga and Oshim Shem is welcome of Rochovos. Come on, I'm a believer. I believe in God. God created the world, God took it out of Egypt. I'm Jewish, I believe in afterlife, but you know, it's okay to hang out with the bums. It's okay. This is the Sefer HaChinuch talking. I can hang out with the scoffers, I can hang out with the clowns, with the bums. Oh, it's fine, nothing's going to happen. No, hello, Gam. So, Katani Avav Mimasnehem, right? I'm going to be like low and in my loins, meaning I'm going to internally, I'll be fine. Why am I going to be drawn after them? Albany. No, no, no. No, not so. He's shown every Panam Pentelach and Birishtam. You're going to be grabbed into the Rishos. You may be a big believer. You may leave this yeshiva and say, I'm a Ventura. But if you hang out with the wrong crowd, it's not going to work. You're right? It's not going to work. And eventually, you'll lose it. Rabim Mishosu Mitokach. Many people thought like you, and it didn't work out for them. Save yourself. Don't say, oh, so many mitzvahs, not to break the bones, and not to do this, and not to do that. There's so many mitzvahs. So he's saying, don't get upset that there's so many mitzvahs. No. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the pillar, is the great pillar of our Torah. Because when we involve ourselves in Yitzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis, on a weekly basis with Shabbos, on a yearly basis with Yitzias Mitzrayim, then we the Makos. Oh yeah, the Jewish people leaving Mitzrayim. The Avdus, we are avodim to Paro, now we're avodim to Hashem. What a privilege, right? As we say in the Haggadah, if Hashem wouldn't have taken us out, right, then we wouldn't, then we would still be there. And why does it say in the first Dibra of the Torah, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzitzech Me'eretz Mitzrayim? One of the Yisodos is not merely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. No, it's more than that. I forgot the exact source. I gave this year 2 weeks ago. I forgot this source. But there's two things that are obligated us. Number one, we're human beings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains us. But number two, on a personal level, on a Jewish level, He took us out of Mitzrayim. We have a Karas Tov. We are avodim to Paro, and now we're avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see from here that a person has to be, first of all, aware of the fact that he's serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's not wasting his time. His mom is grabbing mitzvahs all the time. As the Gemara says, Chatzuf v'achil, it's like being at a chasana. The world is like a chasana. Grab more mitzvahs. You're doing great things. You're learning. You're doing amazing things. Amazing things. And why are there so many mitzvahs? And why are there so many mitzvahs about Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because Hashem knows that we get distracted. Hashem knows our challenges. If we'd be idle, right? If we'd be bored, right? I think the Medrash says somewhere, I forgot the exact quote, that boredom leads to insanity. Boredom leads to znus, right? A person bored, that's when a person messes up. When a person is bored, that's when he messes up. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, listen guys, I have a great idea. I'll give you tons of mitzvahs. And not only that, I'll give you credit for all the mitzvahs. So I'll keep you out of trouble, and I'll get you more mitzvahs. Give all the good thing. So just to review, a person is drawn at, first of all, as you can be the biggest maimon in the world. If you're not involved in doing Torah mitzvahs, it's not going to stick. And number two, a person is so drawn after his actions and after what he wears. A person needs to be attuned and aware of those things. The people that you hang out with, the clothing that you wear. Of course, right, if your name is Derek, right, it's going to be hard to stay strong, right? I'm just saying, that's the shalom between Rosh Hashanah. And if you talk Lashon Hara, and you say not nice words, so it's also going to be hard to stay strong. But you know what else? It's also going to be hard to stay strong if you're not wearing nice, neat, you know, benoni, not too flashy, and not too disheveled clothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us all tziyat and shemaya, that all the guys here, we have Shana Aleph, we have Shana Bed, we have alumni, all should continue to grow and to understand that Adam Nifla Achapulosav, so therefore our Pulos should be always the same Shemayim. Have a great Shabbos. Mm-hmm.